proclamation number 7997 dated the September 19th, 1961. You humans should strive for perfection. I have no other goal but to guide you into supreme perfection, because you shall create and work with me as my children, and for this you need to attain perfection, which you should achieve of your own free will. And I will help you to do so as long as you live on earth, where you should pass your test of will, where you should demonstrate that you desire to return to your God and Father, from whom you once voluntarily separated yourselves. Hence, your free will can let you reach the goal during your earthly life, but it can also cause your standstill or renewed regression into the abyss, and I will never force your will but always allow it full freedom. But I will do everything in my power in order to let you reach perfection on earth. For I love you and yearn for your return, because you emerged from my love. And love always wants to give pleasure, it wants to permeate you, because then you will have abundant strength and use it for your ascent into higher spheres. Yet right now you are living in the last days, that is, a spiritual and earthly turning point will take place, and a limit has been set on your development. Many people will be recalled ahead of time, and you can all only count on living on earth for a little while longer. And yet, even this short time is still enough for you to attain perfection, if only you seriously strive for it. If you want to fulfill the purpose of your earthly existence and appeal to me for strength and grace, for support and the strengthening of your will, you can believe that you need only look for me and I will allow myself to be found by everyone who seriously tries to find me. However, once you have found me, I will truly not let you walk your earthly path alone. I will seize you and firmly hold you by my hand, and I will guide you towards your perfection. And a tiny spark of my divine spirit has been placed into every person's heart, which urges you from within to turn your thoughts into my direction. But whether you take notice of its urging is up to you, for I do not enforce the direction of your will to me. However, I will not stop revealing myself to you, and thus all happenings in earthly life will affect you such that you will be able to recognize your God and Creator if you have not entirely become enslaved by my adversary who also fights for your soul, because due to your past apostasy from me you entitled him to do so. Even so, my love belongs to you. It will never ever change, and neither will it let go of you, but persistently seek to attract your love in return. And this love of mine is so strong that you will voluntarily surrender all resistance if only you open your heart once and let it shine into it. But this is to be achieved by your free will, for although I knock at the door of your heart, you yourselves will have to open the door and allow me to enter. But then you will be saved for time and eternity. Then your free will turns in my direction and I will take hold of it. I will never again leave you to my adversary once you have voluntarily handed yourselves over to me and thus separated yourselves from him. And this turning to me can occur at any time, and it will also guarantee you spiritual success during the short time you still have left on this earth. Yet you should believe that there is only a little time left, and you should take my admonitions and warnings seriously and diligently work at improving your soul, for it should still cleanse itself from all impurities in order to be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss in all clarity and purity when its passing away from this earth has come. The fact that it will not go astray once it has demonstrated its will to belong to me is certain. But it has to attain the degree of light on this earth itself, but I will also truly help so that it will achieve it. A complete surrender to me will also result in my taking complete possession of you, and then strength will flow to you in abundance, which the soul will subsequently use for constant actions of love. Your soul will purify itself. It will become increasingly more perfect and thus live a life on earth according to my will. It will be so intimately connected with me that I will also be able to influence it directly, so that it will be permeated by my spirit and only ever comply with my spirit's urging. It will hear my voice and as a child let itself be guided by the Father, and thus it will truly reach perfection on earth. Amen.